States, but I'll just turn it over to Willie. Okay, thank you, and I'll again try to hurry along. I'm Willie Altenberg, work with Gen X Cooperative, beef marketing manager, and we've been asked today to, Roy and I, to represent NAAB, the National Association of Animal Breeders, and we have a beef committee. Don Trimmer is president, and so Roy and I are going to take a 1-2 punch at some economics as far as AI is concerned. One of the things, this is my my Bible, my chart. This is how I look at the AI industry, or really the North American beef producers. This pyramid or triangle-shaped pasture is how all of the cattle or all of the cattlemen fit in North America. And you can see the numbers across the bottom. We didn't get those quite updated to now, but really there's not a lot of changes in cow numbers. But between U.S. and Canada, we look at about 38 million cows, slightly more than 6 million heifers, and 930,000 producers. And one of the things that Dr. Kessler indicated in his chart, that 43% of the reason people don't AI is because of time and labor. And the AI organizations that make up NAAB, one of the things that we try to do is to provide technician service to go out and work with cattlemen to do just what Dr. Strobeen talked about, is to design their synchronization programs so that we can provide expertise, but as well as labor to input to seeders, give shots, to do the insemination work. And I know it sounds silly, but some people feel uncomfortable with putting in a seeder or taking one out. The first one might be a little intrusive, but the thousandth one is all the same. In other words, sometimes it takes some hand-holding to go out to the commercial cattle industry to help them complete AI, and that's what we try to do with our technician force. The pyramid, of course, this is a seed stock council, so everyone fits up in that upper category as an elite purebred breeder in this group. The purebred reproducer herd is probably one of the largest segments of that, in that they produce the bulls for the commercial cattle industry. You can see by my left-hand chart that the percent AI is highest in the elite purebred breeder, the purebred reproducer herd, and we're trying to reach down into the commercial segment, and we really break those apart. I estimate there's about 5,000 elite purebred breeders in North America, 50,000 reproducer herds, and 100,000 progressive commercial cattlemen. And those might be the people in our idea that ear tag calves, they may get weaning weights, they may retain ownership longer. They may do heifer AI, not cow AI. They may do cow AI and not heifer AI. So that's the group. But really, we're probably looking at about 150,000 people that are our audience. If you analyze the NAAB semen sales, we sell about 1 million units among NAAB members. There are about 2 million units custom collected. Of course, we realize not all of that is being used. But that supports about a 15% AI in heifers and 3% AI in cows. Now, you may get some differing opinions on that, but we see a larger use in heifers than we do cows. So our challenge is to get to more of that cow use. We did a focus group, and Jim Bradford, many of you know Jim from Iowa, made a profound statement to me, and he thought it was a bit simple, but it sticks on my wall, is the AI industry needs to prove to the commercial cattlemen that AI is genetically superior and economically viable, and that's what we're here to talk about today, probably more the economically viable. Write down that email address, because this is the last time I'll come to this slide. I'm going to use some Excel spreadsheets, and I can forward those on to you, but just write down willie@rmi.net, and if you like them, we'll send those to you later. This is the Excel spreadsheet, and I know it's small. It is printed in the back of that chart. I call this kitchen table time, and Stro, as you know, sometimes either the people that work for us or the cattlemen only have so much kitchen table time, And so we have to be very simplistic in this. I think there are too many synchronization systems from a commercial standpoint that it gets confusing to the people. And I use the Iowa State Beef Center information on a regular basis and ask our sales representatives to do it as well. But one of the things that the producer has to realize is what his AI cost. And first off, he has to realize what is his bull cost. And so this is a worksheet, and I love to argue about this worksheet because people will say, I don't spend that much on bulls, or he doesn't break up that much fence, or he doesn't eat that much hay. But at least by the end of the day, we're going to look at what his purchase price is, what his risk is, what his salvage value is, and what is the net cost of the bull. And then we're going to argue about what his pasture cost is and what his feed cost is per year. How much fence does that bull tear up? Is he available when it comes breeding season time? How many seasons can you use a bull? And this is a bit interactive because if I change the price of the bull, it will change everything down. And I'll go to the bottom on this one first and then show you the calculations. But, for example, if we use this bull 3 breeding seasons, we turn him out with 30 cows exposed per herd. And if you want to change that number to 40 or 25, you can do that. Let's get the number of calves born per year because not every cow you turn them out with comes back pregnant or has a calf the next year. And we figure out total bull costs, number of breeding seasons, times bull cost per year. So our bull cost plus the purchase cost, number of calves born equal $42.86 per pregnancy. So if you'll watch that number there, I'm just going to go up here and change this number to anything you'd like. You want to change it to $3,200, which would make most seed stock producers happier than $2,500. It will change that number down below. Very simplistic. So let's just change that back to $2,500 for this synchronization system and then go look at AI. Now, this person wants to do a one-shot prostaglandin system, exposing 100 females with a conception rate of 75%. If you don't like that number and want to change it to 72% or 68%, you can do that. Oops. Now 72%. A one-shot prostaglandin system at $3 a dose to 75% of the cows because we do have some labor involved with a one-shot system, including $720, 9 days of labor at $80 a day. Technician cost, 75 cows at $6 per insemination. Semen cost of 16.20, 90 units at $18 gives us the total AI cost by the number of calves born, which is affected by our conception rate, of $41.88. So what we're trying to do is say our biggest competitor is not our fellow seed stock producers selling semen or AI companies that we compete with. Our competition is the bull, and we have to show that it's economically viable. We have a system for, and just as a Stro, I'm a little bit of an Excel guy too, so we have MGA and prostaglandin on the bottom of this, GnRH and prostaglandin here, and the cedar here. And you can use these systems, fill in the blanks, kitchen time, and in an hour I think we can have a pretty good argument and discussion about how does AI work. But it's a lot of one-on-one. It takes, as I see it, people that can help be out there and get the job done, because synchronization and AI is not a difficult task, but it takes familiarity in order to get that done. So with that, Roy, I think I'm ready to turn it over to you.
We are on groundbreaking here. I think this is Roy Wallace's first PowerPoint. It's second, so he's all practiced up, and if we can find his file. But Willie and Roy both, ever since I was a little kid, they were the kind of the kingpins of AI, and I've been hearing all these great things, and I think it's the challenge to us as not only seed stock producers but also AI people to increase the use of AI and just better genetics. But I can't find your file either, Roy. What's it? Yeah, I'm going across them. Here, okay. Do you want to bring it up? I give you the Rush Limbaugh of reproduction.
Thank you, Mark. I'm going to talk differently than most of these other guys have. One of the problems that everybody always looks at with synchronization, they always look at cost, which is right. We all have to. But there's some added advantage that there's some guys sitting in this audience realize, too. The biggest added advantage is, with a synchronization system, I'm going to get a high percentage of those calves born in the first week of the calving season, and I'm going to change the average age of that calf significantly. There was a very good study done by the group in Colorado, at Colorado State, that looked at natural programs compared to sync programs on the age of calf. Their data clearly pointed out that the average age of a calf when he is born in a synchronization system is 13 days older than from a natural breeding scenario. And 13 days, as I will show you, in the age of a calf is the most powerful thing that I have ever worked with in beef cattle reproduction in my lifetime in this business. Much more powerful, actually, than the genetics I can give you or anything else. When we look at the Select Sync advantage, and this is done, the reason I used this data was that when we did the original trials with Select Sync, we had data on over 10,000 cows scattered across the country, and on those 10,000 cows, we had a 77% response rate, and we had an AI conception rate via ultrasound of 66%, resulting in an overall AI pregnancy rate of 51 AI calves born out of 100 cows. The pregnancy rate, of course, is the number of cows that are pregnant at the end of the breeding season. But all of us that work with sync programs talk about AI pregnancy rate, and that's the AI, the number of cows that are pregnant to AI at the end of the breeding season. Which one do you use here, Gardner? Left? Yeah, I think it is. Well, there's one thing about it. I might not be able to run a computer, but the Buckeyes do know how to play football. You guys thought I wouldn't even bring that up.
One number two. That's the right one.
I've got a stupid thing. Okay, but I just get that. Okay. When we look at costs, and Daryl and these guys have went over them pretty well, the GNRH costs about $4 and getting cheaper. I put PGF at the end of two. Both cows receive an injection, so you get $650 in 100 cows. I looked at semen costs at $12 per head because, I'll tell you what, in our industry today, I can sell you a tremendous amount of genetics at $10, $12, and $14. You can put your own costs in here. 77% of the cows were detected in heat. 77 units of semen are $924. My labor costs, and these were done on three ranches that I actually calculated labor costs. 100 cows received two trips through the chute to be injected, and those cows received one trip through the chute, or 77 of those cows, to get AI. I used a very simple bull cost. I just used the lease cost because then I didn't have to fight with you what you wanted to pay for bulls. There is a preceding piece in here that tells you what your bull costs are. $500 per breeding season for a bull, $365 maintenance fee. Now, here is where the power comes in these systems. Data on the Select Sync indicates the postpartum days are shortened by 13 days. So if you decrease the postpartum days by 13 days, you increase the age of the calf by 13 days. And that happens to every calf, no matter if we get that cow pregnant AI or she gets bred natural service in the second and third service. The other thing we do with these systems, in a 60-day breeding season, I increase the opportunities for that female to get pregnant because I gave her one more heat cycle. And we have a large number of producers now that have been on these systems for 3 or 4 or 5 years. They are regularly calving 80 to 85% of their calves in the first 25 to 30 days of the breeding season. When you look at that, 13 days times 90 calves gives you 1,170 added calf days. I put them in at 2.4 pounds per day while on the cow. That's 2,808 pounds of extra pounds of calf. That's worth $2,527. Of course, that all depends on what slide you are. I happen to use 90 cents a pound. You can put in whatever number you want. I said, well, I'm going to throw in a little bit of genetics. So I said the AI calves were going to be 15 pounds additional. And that figures out to be 765 pounds and a value of about $688. The power comes in the age of calf. And there's one other thing that I didn't put in here that has a tremendous amount of power. Is the fact that those cows calve 13 days earlier in their postpartum period. Our data clearly points out when I can calve those cows 13 days earlier, the number of cows that I will get rebred significantly increases. As a matter of fact, the data from Jeff Stevenson at Kansas State says every time we move that postpartum interval by 10 days, we're going to pick up 3 to 5% overall pregnancy rate in those cows because she's got more time ready to get back in shape. So when you look at the overall scenario, the pregnancy rate, both of them the same, AI pregnancy rate of 51%. My drug cost and AI total cost was $1,974. The bull cost, I put two natural service cleanup bulls in. They calculated out at $1,730. The four natural service bulls were $3,460. Your total breeding costs in the AI herd were $3,700. In the natural service was $3,460. But where I beat the hell out of you is right here. I kicked down your cost of calf to $5.43. Compared to a natural service scenario of $38.44. How's it done? With $2,527 worth of age advantage, a slight advantage on the genetic aspects, but the fact that you are weaning a lot more calf than you ever have before because they're older. And guess what? They're more uniform. The amazing thing, and I've seen popular press, and I've seen breeders say, I want more uniform calves. I'll tell you the easiest way to get uniform calves, have them all born in the same week. Ken Anderson sitting back there shaking his head, and he was one of my original pilgrims when it came to these systems. And Kent, you get 80 to 85% of those calves in the first 30 days. It's pretty simple. And when you sit back and look at it, the most powerful thing we can do is move that calf. It is more powerful than the genetics that I could give you. I'm very serious. Now, some people say, well, I retain ownership, so that weight off that cow is not that important. But you wean that weight and you put it in the feedlot and that calf comes out that much earlier. The most powerful thing that I see in these systems is in the seed stock business. Bulls that are 15 days older than their contemporaries just flat sell better. And if you can get all your bulls born in a 30 to 35 day system, you're going to have an older set of bulls to merchandise into the marketplace, and everybody, you can give them all the adjustments all day long, but they'll go out there and look at them, and a bull that's bigger and older, they're going to give you more money. But that was the cost analysis. It's done a little different. It's a different approach. As I say, with these systems, I'm going to help you manage your cows reproductively. And oh, on the way by, I'm going to AI them. Thanks a lot.